Hey people, I have four quick announcements. Announcement number one, we are very excited to announce that our first official backstory is complete and will be coming out very soon. On this adventure, we go way back to when Udala and her army had the kingdom of Naporia shrouded in darkness. When the Paladin Gru decided to hunt down Udala's right-hand man, the Scourge of Naporia, the Prince of Deceit, the Great Betrayer himself, Kanos. The hunt for Kanos will be coming out to all our completest level patrons, and we'll be cutting a special teaser for the main feed. Announcement number two. We're going to be releasing a new t-shirt this month, Darrell's Holy Possum Symbol. Patreon members will get first crack at the t-shirt, and then it will be available to the public for a limited time. Announcement number three. The Dungeon Rants will be streaming three live shows on Twitch this month with our Patreon members. So tune in on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time on June 15th, 22nd, and 29th. This is a free show on all days. It doesn't matter if you're on the Patreon or not. And lastly, announcement the fourth. Serena, Aram, and myself will be live streaming every Sunday at noon Central Standard Time on the official Dungeons & Dragons Twitch channel with a new group called Rivals of Waterdeep. This should be a really fun show, guys, and a great opportunity for you to meet the new people we've been working with. Okay, that's it. Let's get to the show.
The Dungeon Rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Udala's dungeon. Only then can we bring the Light of Lethander back to Naporia. For you control the magic of the dungeon that creates the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. Tom Smith's Shadow Army has begun to take out the trash of Naporia one by one. Frederick Cooper has already fallen, leaving the rest of the gang clueless and lost. But before we get into it, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They've killed two kings, one queen, and maybe even our most esteemed princess, Princess Malia. They are currently in Red Hollow, a once great city ruled by the Lillington family, one of the last families to represent our fallen government, the Court of Crowns. It sounds complicated, because it is. The court used to rule all of Naporia and keep us out of the shadows. But ever since the rats began their reign of terror, Udala the Demon Queen has grown in strength and power. It seems that her followers defeated the Lillington family and abandoned the town once it no longer served their needs. Rot, the former leader of the vermin, took advantage of the situation and once Udala's army left, began to rule the city with an iron fist. But he did not do this alone. He has the help of soldiers whose skills mirror the Dungeon Rats in almost every conceivable way. After being caught by Rot's army, the Dungeon Rats had no choice but to fight. So, let's get to Bugfly as she attempts to avoid being attacked.
Bugfly, roll perception.
22.
You hear the sound of gravel shifting underneath somebody's feet. You don't see them, but you hear it very clearly. Suddenly, inches away from you, is this kobold with a dagger in its hand. It was trying to sneak up on you, but you were wise enough to catch it. But that dagger is coming too fast, sinks into your chest, dealing you 6 damage.
Oh no.
Last up is that woman on the rooftop. She appears to be very focused on Gilf. She tosses this underhand throw, and 3 darts come out of her hands. And they all hit Gilf,
no.
Dealing him 19 damage.
Oh, please don't add sound effects. I want that.
Budfly, you're up.
You know what? I have explosive oil. I'm going to throw my oil on them and use Mage Hand to, like, light them on fire with, like, a tinderbox. Because I have matches.
All right, let's roll dexterity to see if you're able to get that fire oil out and on them. You do have disadvantage.
Dexterity, so 4.
You're just fumbling through your bag.
Okay.
Can't find it. Where did you put it?
No. It's a rock with googly eyes. No! I disengage my action and go back up the stairs.
So yeah, so you sprint up the stairs.
Bye!
As you get to the top of the stairs, you see your friend Bellegarde has gotten quite the bruising from this handsome dragonborn.
Wow, that dragonborn is so pretty.
What color is the dragonborn?
Hey, bro, here's silver.
Cool.
Because I'm gold.
Mm-hmm.
See, this fan is smart. Mm-hmm. Rhoda, you're up.
I see Gilf get hit by all of these missiles by some bee on the roof. So I'm going to hit her with my thingy again, my Eldritch Blast.
I call forth the power of the possum god to release my Eldritch Blast to kill that bee.
12.
So this Eldritch Blast leaves your hand. It was flying across the city, dealing
6.
Nailing this woman for 6 damage.
No one messes with my dream husband.
Jeez, just all out there now.
Yeah, it's all out there.
It's just all out there.
Gilf, you're up.
How's she looking?
Real bad. Real bad.
Like bad? Like really bad? Like she's like bad.
Real bad.
She's a bad girl. I hate that. I just did that.
She's a bad girl.
It's like almost endearing when you do it.
Yeah, it's way better. When I do it, weird.
Curry
when you
City.
Do it, so crude. So cute.
So just about the time that her Eldritch Blast is ending, Gilf casts Firebolt onto the woman on the roof.
Okay.
This is Gilf's dead if doesn't kill his twin. Ugh. 8.
The Firebolt misses. Goes sailing over her head.
That was not me. I'm a better sorcerer than that.
I want to just take an action to go off Rhoda and kind of like hide.
Right. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So slide off her and just go into the doorway real quick.
Perfect.
I love that you've been on my back that whole time.
Bellegarde, you are up.
So we're going to go to grappling now. I'm spending my last key point. First one, beat a strength of 25.
Nope, not going to happen.
All right. And then the next 2 attacks, I'm going to try and pin him so he can't move.
Okay.
So the next one's going to be beat a 21.
He fails.
Okay, he's pinned. He can take no action until he breaks a grapple.
Okay, so he's just laying on the ground.
And the third one, I'm just going to drive.
You're going to hit him.
Yeah, I'm just going to like, you know, stop. Stop fighting. That's going to be, they're both 14. That's going to be a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Nice. Plus 2, plus his strength. So he did 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Oh, my good looks are chipping away.
Trying to be rude.
I hate that we didn't talk to any of these.
Yeah,
no, it would have been fun.
Any of them.
Bellegarde just like lunges off the ground, puts an arm around the guy's neck, drops him to the ground, gets on top of him, and then just drives a fist into his side.
Oh, how am I going to find a girlfriend now?
This really could have been it for you, Rhoda. This really could have been your time.
I just hope Gilf's twin tries to like jump off the roof because she has horrible dexterity.
Who's up next?
Daryl.
So, oh wait, I'm running down to Frederick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get down on the ground. He's laying there. He's like,
Daryl, remember me as I was, not as I am.
As you were. Naked?
Yeah, just naked and sorry.
I'm going to put a couple hit points into him.
He perks up.
Daryl!
Arrow.
Arrow Frederick. His eye.
Yeah, that would be amazing. But Frederick, there's not much time. We have to get out of the streets. Can you walk?
Yes.
Yes.
My legs work again.
What? Did they not?
I'm going to survey the streets to see what's maybe the safest route to go.
Roll perception.
Fucking A, 3.
It all looks safe. All
right, so I'll just pick one and hopefully it's the safe one. I guess I run the direction that gives me cover from the building.
Okay. But you only make it a few steps because of
all the stuff I've done.
And Frederick's like standing up walking behind you. Well, there's three guards who now see you because they heard dumbass Frederick. Thank you. The first one shoots his arrow. Hits, dealing you 3 damage. The second arrow hits Frederick. Dealing him 6 damage.
Dude has to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I able to heal him more?
Well, yeah, once your turn comes.
I can walk. Oh.
He's fucking Steve yeah. Martin.
He stands up. He's running behind you, and an arrow just lands right in the back of his neck. And he falls to the ground.
Right as he says, it's my time.
It's like Final Destination. Like, it is his time. Death wants him.
The third arrow whizzes past you and skips across the ground, dealing nobody any damage.
Man me.
Man you. He's pinned on the ground. He's got to roll a strength check against you, Bellegarde. And you have advantage.
I always do on grapples. So I tied him up. 18, sorry.
No, so he just lays on the ground and he's struggling to stand up.
This would be so much better if you were a woman.
God damn it. You were so excited. I got it. Here it is.
So that kobold is sprinting up behind you, trying to catch up to you. He's going to be able to catch you in the same amount of movement you took on your turn. But you definitely know he's there, so it's just a regular attack.
What's unsettling to me is that he hasn't said a single word this entire time, and I hate it.
Would bug fly?
I mean, I don't know.
Bugfly would at least be talking to herself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This rock suit's in my boots, and it's weighing me down.
No, he has a hay suit. His suit is just
hay.
But as he climbs the stairs, he takes out his dagger and he tries to stab you, but he misses.
And he calls to his pigeon.
who's
British?
Who's Frank?
Who's lizard?
British
lizard? Yeah.
Next up is the woman standing on the top of the roof. She scans the area. She still sees Gilf in his hiding spot because she rolled a 20.
Oh
my god!
No, Gilf. She takes out a tiny beret. And puts it on the
beret. She puts on the beret. She tilts it sideways and casts Scorching Ray.
Oh my.
The first one is a nat 20. The second one is a 4 and misses. The third one misses as well. Oof. But I did roll a nat 20 on the first one. So what's the damage?
2d6.
So it's 4d6 of damage.
Oh my gosh.
So she is investigating the ground level. And as she's looking around, she sees that there's a window in the building you're hiding behind. And she can clearly see you standing there. Meanwhile, you think you're well hidden. She blasts a Scorching Ray through that window, rolling a critical success, dealing you 14 damage.
Gilf takes the hit, so Gilf falls to the ground.
knocked out cold. Bugfly, you're up.
Oh my goodness. So I run up to the top of the stairs and I underhand a magic missile at the kobold. So I wind up and I shoot it.
Okay.
It's my last spell slot.
Everyone's learning your bad style. Your bad form.
So I wind up and I'm like, okay, all right, here it is. Okay, 12.
So all three darts pierce the leather armor that this kobold is wearing, and it knocks him a couple steps backwards down the stairs.
Okay, I'm going to use my cunning action to run back up the stairs and hide.
So you're going to run and hide?
Yeah.
Let's roll to see how well you're hidden.
Okay. 6, 11, because I have disadvantage.
Yep, you have disadvantage until your next long rest. So yeah, you run up the stairs, mm-hmm. You turn a corner, you look around, you're like, oh, there's a... And you pick a place to hide.
Okay, I pick inside a basket.
Lampshade.
Yeah, exactly. Rhoda, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to go for Lady Gil. And what?
It is funny.
And because you said that she's like 120 feet mm-hmm. away from me, I'll like run towards her. And then I'm going to like both my battle axes.
So you run 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then throw both of your battle axes trying to hit her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roll that first one to hit.
Nat 20.
Oh my God.
Nice. Yes.
Nice. Way to burn that action surge. All right. So that definitely hits. Yeah. Roll the second one. That's going to hit too.
19.
Nice.
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 So 13. 9.
So these axes go flying through the air. The first one nails her square in the center of her head. She is clearly dead. Her body's like doing that wavering thing as it's about to fall down. But that second axe, it's already in the air. And it just chops her head off.
Wait, are you sure she doesn't say anything at all before before she dies?
What could she say?
So she looks forward and she sees those two axes coming at her and she goes, maybe today I'll get lucky. But she doesn't. That axe buries itself right into her face.
As her head gets clipped clean off and it flies off and the beret is floating down, Rhoda grabs it and goes, thank you very much. And then positions it on her head and then reaches out and catches her axe that's coming back down.
Wait, her axe is a boomerang?
No. The head got cut off, so she'd catch the axe with the head still impaled on it because it's in the head. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I take my foot and I just like punt Lady Gilf's face like straight off of it. And then I lick.
Oh my God!
Jesus. Classic. Classic. Okay.
Great. Well, Lady Gilf is dead.
Really?
Regular Gilf is dead.
Regular Gilf is dead. Yes. And speaking of Gilf, you need to make a saving throw.
Yeah. 8.
You are one step closer to death.
Oh my gosh. We need to heal him.
Mm-hmm. Beauregard, you're up.
I've got him controlled, so I'm going to try and just throw an arm underneath his neck and just start choking him out. That's going to be a 19.
It's not enough. So you wrap your arm around his neck. And then like a wrestler, you keep like flexing your biceps to make it tighter.
Yeah.
But he is remaining conscious.
Okay.
Ooh, what does he say? Come on, this is fun.
Oh, he's being choked out by a big man.
He says,
I'd use my words.
Daryl, you're up.
Okay, so there's three guys shooting arrows at me. I've got Frederick, who's dying again. He has an arrow in the back of his neck. Can I get around a building with Frederick?
Well, you'd have to try to pick up Frederick.
Is he? So he's, I mean, we're...
He's out, bleeding out, laying on the ground.
Jesus Christ. I think the other Daryl the Green, would have been too scared in this instance and left this man to die, but I can't let this man to die. So I'll put my hand where where the arrow is on the back of his neck and pull the arrow out while healing.
Okay. How many hit points do you heal him for?
I mean, I'll heal him another one hit point.
Okay, so just so he yeah. wakes up.
Yes, I'm just trying to get...
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
It really is.
Oh, I saw the light of the possum!
Oh, wow.
Yes, and you will continue to see the light of the possum for the rest of your days, but you must run. Frederick, we are still in the line of fire.
Oh, God! Now's my time!
Okay, stop saying it's bad luck. Stop saying that. It's very bad luck. So try to get around a building with him.
You run down the street, and you turn the corner of a building, and you run smack dab into a large half-orc woman.
Yep, all right.
Your turn's done.
The guard.
Well, let me roll. Oh, they're just wandering around aimlessly, like, where'd they go? Mm-hmm. Now we're to the guests. Okay, first up is the super handsome dragonborn. He's going to try to break that grapple. Ooh, doggy.
Natural 20.
Fudge! Yeah.
He rolled it.
He rolled a 19. So he's still grappled. Next up is going to be that kobold who's looking for Bugfly.
Okay, I'm going to use a luck point to make them roll with disadvantage.
Ooh. So this kobold has come up the stairs and they're looking around seeing if they can find you. It doesn't look like you've been discovered. He's just standing there looking around.
What do they look like? Do you describe them for me, please?
It would be like if a kobold dressed like a Darrow, that's what he looks like.
Okay. All right.
You don't like my answer?
No.
He doesn't say anything?
I wonder. That's what he says.
He pulls out a ball of moss with googly eyes. Did you see anything, Harold? Did you see anything?
So, Darrell, you had just turned a corner and bumped into a large half-orc female. Instantly, she sticks her arms out and tries to grapple you. Yes, so you can roll dexterity or strength to try to break the grapple.
11.
And you are grappled to the ground. As you fall down to the ground, she reaches back and tries to punch you. But she misses.
I like cats.
No, she doesn't. She's got a Dachshund in a little baby Bjorn.
So she says,
I like dogs.
Yeah. Like dogs.
Bugfly, it's your turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So there's this kobold and he's looking around. He can't see you.
So I am going to leave my basket and I'm going...
What? Tip it over your head and waddle out.
Like one of those walking bushes from
yeah.
the cartoons.
Just like over your head. You're like looking through the cracks.
Through like the wicker because it's like a wicker basket. I'm going to sneak up behind the kobold and I'm going to have my dagger drawn.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 15.
That hits.
So I hit, and then it's a sneak attack, so I roll an additional d6.
I think 2d6.
2d6, yes. So 14.
You sneak up behind this kobold. You jab your dagger right into his back. He yelps in pain. Ah!
Oh, yeah, I try to, like, make him quiet.
He goes... And he goes limp in your hands.
This is a very strange experience for me because I'm assuming that I can tell that they're dressed like the male version of me. So they're going limp. I'm digging my dagger up. I am sawing upwards to make sure that a job is done.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he's going.
Trying to close his mouth.
In my mind, you were in the basket the whole time, so like the blade was through the basket, and you're like.
I saw her like she'd pick up the basket, walk up, and it's looking around, and then she'd drop back down.
Yeah, yeah. I was seeing it too, like Looney Tunes.
Two hands like pop out of the basket,
yes!
like break out. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the basket somehow has eyes too, like in front of it.
Basket suit,
amazing.
Next up, Rhoda.
So I'll go back and give Gilf some potion.
Why did you say it like it's not urgent? You said it like you're coming. So Rhoda walks up. She somehow has ice cream in her hand.
I'm like walking back with this potion because I know Gilf is about to die. And I'm like, oh, this looks like a great restaurant. And I stop to look at the menu in the window. No, okay. So I licked my axe of the blood. Mm-hmm. And I like flip it back into my backpack. And I go running back to Gilf, and I hope that I see my axe on the way.
The second axe is going to still be on the route.
Okay, so I don't see it. So I'm like, ooh, save Gilf, get my axe. Save Gilf, get my axe. Save Gilf. Ooh, this is so easy in my divorce dreams. And I'm like, God, go do it. And I like run. I take off and I run back, and I give Gilf a potion of healing.
Perfect. That's going to be your turn.
Okay.
What does it give me?
It's 2d4 plus 2 of healing.
5 plus 2, 7.
So you are healed for 7 hit points. You wake up!
What was that?
I'm just running my hands through Gil's hair. Oh, what? And the back of his head. From the possum god, you will be healed. He runs through your veins. Did you see him, Gilf? Did you see him? I'm like holding his cheeks and I'm like 2 inches away from his face. Did you see our god?
Gilf stares blankly. He shakes his head yes, but now he's just worried he didn't. He didn't see anything.
Oh. Dang.
Gilf.
Oh.
Now it's your turn.
So Gilf, he is like sitting in rubble and looks over at Rhoda, and I'm going to roll a perception to try to get my bearings on the surrounding. Ooh, 5.
You have no idea what's going on.
So Gilf turns to Rhoda and is just like, is she gone? Is she still up there?
Shh. Don't you worry me, Gilf, little head. Oh, I'm going to make you a nice bed. And so, when I have you all healed up, you'll get inside my pouch because I'm a possum.
As she's singing that, like, Gilf is just looking at the blood on her face that she had licked off her axe, and he realizes, like, oh, that's not her blood. She must have done something, like killed them and come back and like revived me. So Gilf stands up and bolts, and he's just like, we have to help the others. And he starts running to the opposite side.
Trying to get back to Beauregard?
Yeah. He would be coming up to the back of the Dragonborn guy.
Yeah. I think that's going to be your whole turn. That's going to take a dash action to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, you run up. You see Beauregard with his knees into this Dragonborn who's just stuck on the ground. Beauregard has the Dragonborn in a headlock, but the Dragonborn doesn't look that hurt.
Yeah, Gilf just yells like, Beauregard!
It's Beauregard's turn.
I could use a hand here. And then Beauregard is again going to try and choke this Dragonborn out while he's saying, rot lies. We are not your enemy, and you should not listen to him. He's already abandoned you.
I have not left.
That's going to be a 19.
That is a lot stronger than I rolled.
All right. I'm trying to choke him out.
Where are my girlfriend's BM?
Yes. He passes out.
How'd you make him pass out?
I choked him out.
I homebrewed it.
Yeah.
But I was rolling constitution against
I guess
his
so, yeah. If you lose 3 grapple checks, like
yeah, he's been in a headlock.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Out. That's a good call.
Darrell, you are now being grappled.
So how does this work? I can't do anything at all.
You have to try to break
I
the
have
grapple.
To break the grapple. So I can't like it, use any of my skills or anything. Cool.
Where's Frederick?
He's coming up behind him, like, oh, yeah. Boy.
I rolled a 4, so.
So you are continued to be held down on the ground.
I yell out to Frederick. Frederick, now is your chance to be a hero.
Now's my time!
He picks up a wooden leg off the ground.
A wooden leg?
Like a
yeah.
Table.
Pirate? Is it a pirate leg? That's where the pirate lost his leg.
Whose leg is sitting there?
I was thinking like a table leg, like a wooden table leg.
Those are just on the ground?
No. So it was a bad idea.
The whole place was on fire and there's rubble everywhere.
There's
that
rubble,
sense.
So yeah. So Frederick, in his hand, has the arrow that you pulled out of his body. He picks it up over his head. He has no bow. And he says, now's my time. Now is my time.
No. You just told me to stop saying that. And
he comes running up. He jumps high into the air and tries to strike the arrow deep within this half-orc's back.
He's done good, Bill. He's done good, Bill.
Your armor class?
My armor class was 14.
Oh! So he jumps high into the air.
It is his
time. The arrow sinks into the half-orc's back, dealing them 5 damage.
Woo!
Nice.
Oh, good job, Frederick.
My time is now.
It's the funniest fucking thing to think of.
Ouch. I should have had more 4.
It's fucking twice as good.
The guards?
Let me roll to see if they have shifted. No.
Where'd they go?
No.
No, God.
Hot man wrote it?
Moda.
Well, let's see if he wakes up.
Wait, who's
dreaming about right now. He'd be dreaming of,
Irene, let's not get divorced.
Irene.
Oh my God. Irene.
Those names, Irene. That's great. I'm so happy.
That kobold's dead?
Yes.
So it's the half orc. Yeah, roll. Okay. But there's no way you're going to succeed on this.
8.
I got a 22. She's going to use a key point.
She'll have 3 attacks this round.
So 3 attacks, and that's in addition to the grapple?
Yeah, because she didn't engage the grapple. She just maintained it.
So she gets 3 attacks this round. The first attack is going to hit. Second attack is going to miss. And the third attack is going to hit. So for that first punch, 6 damage, and the second punch, so 6 and 6. So this half-orc woman has you held down to the ground. She reaches back and just punches you in the face. She does it a second time. She tries to do it a third time, but she winces in pain because of that arrow in her back.
Okay, so she punches 3 times, but like the third one she doesn't punch?
Yes.
That was good.
Oh my goodness.
Bugfly.
Okay, so I feel the kobold go limp in my body and I burst out of the wicker basket and I see like what I've done, that they're dead, and I fucking loot their body.
Ah.
They have stuff. I have stuff. They have stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you find a big bag of trinkets.
Oh, I take it.
And we can go through it later, but there's a bunch of stuff in a bag.
Unlike me, is this person like organized so everything is in one bag?
Yes.
Great. Perfect.
That's awesome.
The bag has little chambers inside it. They're all labeled.
Like hyper organized. Yeah.
Now you are quite close to Bellegarde and this dragonborn. If you remember, you guys went into hiding.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So after I loot the kobold real quick, I'm going to run up to Bellegarde and I'm like bloody and I'm sweaty. Bellegarde, do we kill that? Do we kill that? I'll kill that. I'll kill it so hard.
We're tying him up, and I've already got rope out, and I'm binding his arms and legs behind him, so he's like kind of like, you know, both up, and then on his chest, and both are like tied up in like a little turkey, basically in the back, and just using all the rope.
And he's passed out, so yeah, he's very easy to tie up.
We need answers.
So you two spend your move to tie him up.
To tie him up. And I want to, I don't know, I want to make a tiny little contraption that is essentially a dagger, like a catapult dagger.
Yeah.
And I want to set it like by his face. So when he wakes up, he knows what's up.
It could just be like mounted and under his chin, but like an inch away. And if he moves at all, it'll impale him.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want it if he moves too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking dark.
Bugfly is very sick, you guys. She's having the worst day. Is it dexterity to build it?
Sure.
Okay. I crit failed. I was rolled a 1.
You spent a lot of time setting up the perfect trap.
Yeah.
But you realize when you get all the way to the end,
yeah,
you measured it wrong.
Uh-oh.
And the knife is very far away from his face.
Okay.
It's actually lined up with his belly.
This is fine. And actually, I decide to lean into it. Can I lower it?
Yeah. So now it's aiming at his penis.
Yep.
Which is huge, by the way.
It's aiming at his dragon hood.
Yeah, dragon hood.
Rhoda, you're up.
So I see Gilf take off running. I'm going to take off after him.
So as you're running down the street, you do look to your left, and you see Daryl engaged in combat.
I'm like, oh, no, you don't hold the possum god back.
And I want to hit this thing, orca, with my axe that I have.
I think you're going to have to use your entire action just to get there, because you guys were completely separate.
Damn, son.
True that.
So you run up and you see Daryl being grappled to the ground by a half-orc. You also see that human, Frederick, dangling off the half-orc's back with an arrow in their hand that they use to penetrate their skin.
Can I call for redemption?
Yeah, redemption's around somewhere.
Redemption's still in the baby, oh, Bjorn.
On you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be. She's probably too far away for...
I think you could whistle.
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow!
It's a cat call.
Redemption bursts out of the baby and comes running towards Rhoda. Gilf, you're up.
So Gilf ran up. He sees Beligard and Bugfly tying up this dragon board. There's two noises that Gilf heard. One of them was Rot yelling at Beligard. The other one was Daryl yelling in pain. And he's looking around real quick to see if he could see where those noises came from.
Okay.
Oh, one.
Christ.
No.
Sees nothing?
You're not sure. It's just all chaotic around you. Plus, you just came back from being near death, so you have a killer headache.
So Gilf doesn't see anything around him, apparently, so he just yells for Rot. What he tries to do is lure Rot out of whatever hiding spot he's at right now, because he knows Rot has an ego, and he just wants to be the best and the biggest. So this would be a... What would that be?
Deception or persuasion?
Yeah, one or the other.
Deception?
Yeah, deception. Yeah.
It's 13. So Gilf wants to get Rot riled up so he shows himself. So he starts antagonizing him.
Hey, Rot, so is that the best you can do? Was that your army? Your great Rot army?
You haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. We've heard it before. We got this guy all tied up. Look, he's like hog-tied on the ground.
Yeah? You want to see a real threat? Follow me.
You see Rot pop out from the shadows and just start running down the street.
I want to fire my magic missile at him.
Oh, go for it.
How strong is Rot? Let's figure this shit out.
Oh, damn. My God.
5, 5, and 3. So 13 on Rot.
Dang.
That's good.
I'm gonna kill that fucking hand.
No, that's real good.
And he's still moving.
Oh,
his
no.
Fucking hand.
Yo, Beligard.
Okay, so you're here.
Yes.
Not looking well.
Okay.
Watch him. Mm. And then Beligard goes sprinting because he can't see Daryl. That's the only one left because he can see everyone else, right?
Oh, can't see Rhoda.
Daryl or Rhoda. So he goes sprinting looking for either one of them.
Okay. Roll perception.
A 9.
I will say this, though. Redemption just burst out of your Bjorn and was taking off running.
I'll run after her.
Yeah, so Beligard, you see Redemption and you would follow her.
Done.
That's your turn. All right, Daryl. Let's see if you can break this grapple.
Yeah, so and while I'm trying to break the grapple, I yell out to Frederick, twist the arrow, Frederick. Come on, you're almost there. This is your time, buddy.
My time.
Jesus, critical fail.
Oh, you do not break free. All right, who's up next?
Man Rhoda.
Who's?
Broda.
We gotta see if he wakes
Broda.
Up.
Broda.
Broda is still asleep. The orc is going to maintain the grapple.
Roll. Yeah, no.
Okay, so the grapple's maintained, and now two attacks. Attack one. Ooh, it's gonna hit. Attack two is gonna miss. 6 damage. So, this half-orc starts barking like a dog.
Woof, woof, woof.
What?
Reaches back and punches you right in the face.
For all the listeners, you remember all those episodes when Beligard used to meow right before he punched people?
Yeah,
I remember
that.
Okay,
that does make sense. That actually does make a lot of sense. Okay, great.
And he punches you right in the face. And that is the half-orc's turn. Rot continues to run at a very fast pace. Gilf, you can see Rot getting further and further away. And he looks like he's heading towards a keep.
What's a keep?
It's like a little castle.
Like a, towel, yeah. Like a small castle.
Oh, it's like a castlet. Okay.
Did everyone know what that was?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't. That makes you feel better.
She's lying to make you feel better.
I love you.
Now Frederick is up. He's hanging on to the back of this half-orc. He's going to twist the blade, but he's not strong enough. It just stays there and he's dangling like, I don't know what to do.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
By the possum god, help me.
My time has passed.
All right, Bugfly.
So Bellegarde pointed at me and said, watch him, and then just bolted. So I am going to watch him, but before I do, I'm going to pickpocket, or a regular pocket, because he's asleep. So I'm going to steal his things.
Yeah, with ease.
Yeah, so he has no weapons. He's like, I've taken all of his things.
Yeah, it's all gone. I mean, he's out cold. Yeah, you get a pouch full of things.
Yes, all the pouches.
Rhoda, you're up.
So I'm going to swing my axe at Orca.
At the half-orc.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Frederick is fucking dead.
I crit failed.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, let him decide who's dead.
It's either Frederick or Daryl. How do you feel? Evens or odds?
Evens.
Evens?
Can I swing it again?
You get the second swing.
I get a second swing, yeah.
But you're not dual wielding. You only have one axe.
She still attacks twice per round.
Okay. Okay. I'll allow it.
Wait, what happens though?
Well, let's have her do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then let's role play it.
Jesus.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Evens okay. Or odds?
Even.
So wait, so anyone listening, she just rolled 2 crit fails in a row.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Stop looking at me and just tell me what the fuck happened.
You just look like you're going to cry, Pat.
Ooh, here's what's going to happen. So you go running up to this half-orc. You take your axe out and you go to swing at its head. At just the right moment, it moves back. Your axe goes forward and strikes Daryl. You lift it again. You're angry at the fact you missed, and you're gonna get that half-orc. You swing a second time and you miss, and you hit Daryl again.
Oh my god.
Roll damage.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Roll damage.
I feel very upset.
If you kill him.
7.
Okay, that's 7 damage.
11.
So 18 damage coming at you, Daryl. Daryl is knocked out cold.
As she's running up, my time is now.
No. Everyone needs to stop saying that. Please stop saying that.
Oh my god.
What is this? Ariel Weiss. Wants my wife to come? Oh, no!
Where's Daddy? I want to see Daddy!
Roger! I know you're in there, Roger!
Okay, give me a second. I've only got one arm!
Emily, I didn't expect to see you.
Well,
here.
When you don't come home, Roger, I guess I have to come here.
I can't come home. I've been busy at the office.
I've heard that, Roger. Come on in, girls. Come on in. Take a seat.
Who are these?
Why is there no floor? It's just dirt.
These are your children. And what? If you ever came home, you would see them, Roger.
I thought you were the boss. This looks like...
I'm the boss. I'm the boss of the Dungeon Rats.
We've talked about this. Your father is in charge of his one-person division.
Okay, yes. Mom. Okay, Mommy. You're the best. I love you, Mom. I love you so
too.
Much.
You are such good dears. Only you had a father, I figure.
I don't know what that means.
I know. Why? Well, how would you possibly?
What is it?
Me! It's me!
It's if there was a man in your life who was responsible and was also a man.
Mommy told me that Daddy was handsome, so you're not him.
No. That's Weekend Daddy. Talk about him.
So you're not my real daddy.
No, he is your real biological father, but he is in no way a man who would actually be a good father.
Oh, you're a deadbeat.
Yes.
No, I've been here working my ass off, Emily.
So that's where it went.
It would be nice if your paychecks would reflect this. Maybe we could move out of the hovel that we currently live in.
We live in a hovel, Dad.
With your daughters.
I'm Lucy. I'm Carol. I mean, I'm Lucy.
Yes, it's Lucy 1 and Lucy 2. We've been over this 100 times.
Don't understand. Why didn't you tell me you were pregnant?
I have told you that. I told you I was pregnant. I told you I was giving a birth. I said, oh my water broke, and you put a water tiger into the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a suggestion.
Yes, I know. You think everything I say is a suggestion that you then you want to put into the dungeon, and I am just trying to have a conversation, Roger.
Well, you shouldn't write letters on parchment.
Sometimes, Roger, it's the only way to get through to you. Words don't seem to have any meaning. All you care about is what's on your desk and in front of you. So I have to put it in parchment and use the wax seal. Otherwise, you'll never open it, Roger.
Dad, did you get my letter? I had a cat and it had a hat.
I put that in the dungeon. I thought...
What?
I thought it's what that? The guardians
what
wanted.
What does that mean?
Remember when I told you that Fluffy went to a farm?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. He was eaten by a dragon.
What?
Yep, and your father put him there.
Daddy, did you get my letter?
Hope not.
It was a big blob, and I drew a picture of it floating down a river.
Oh, you love that blob.
I did it right after I ate a grilled cheese.
Yeah. Oh, the cheese golem. Yeah, I put that in the dungeon as well.
Mm.
It was gross.
He suffered horribly and then dissolved over, I'd say over a decade, maybe two decades, as he slowly, slowly died in water.
What's a decade?
That's what your father did. A decade is many, many years. It's longer than you've been alive, sweet cake.
Oh, thank you, Mommy. You're a bad dad. Yeah, you're real bad. But you know, you can make it better.
Oh, how?
Yeah. You can just come back with us. Yeah.
I can't leave. Emily, you know I can't leave. Here until I get the job done, and then we get the big bonus, and then I can buy us a big house.
You've been saying this for 12 years, and all we have are medical bills.
I'm very sick.
I'm doing my best here. I can't believe you brought them here, Emily.
I brought them here because they have to see you, Roger.
Daddy, what's all this hay in the corner?
That's where I sleep.
What? Mommy, why does he get more hay than me?
Well, everyone, unpack your bags, because we have been evicted from our hovel, so we will be living here now.
We live here?
Unpack your bag. Yep, this is our new home.
You can't live here. It's dangerous.
I think I'll take the corner with that nice clean one that's all swept there. Yes,
no,
I think
that's the corner I plan on dying in.
That is where my vanity will go.
No!
My bag's full
this
of Ritz crackers.
This is just like the hovel.
Thank you, Roger. For once, you have provided.
I hate this so much on so many levels.
We're living with the bad daddy.
Yeah, he's a bag of spiders.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He is a bad father, yes.
Wait a minute.
Bad daddy.
Why
bad
don't
daddy.
You live with Weekend Daddy?
Weekend Daddy's beard is too big.
Yeah.
Weekend Daddy's not really child appropriate.
Oh, Emily. Who is Weekend Daddy? Is it Doug?
No, listen, I
knew you always loved his mustache.
We probably should have talked about this before, but it's Kantos.
What?
He touched me in ways that no one ever has.
Kantos.
Who's that?
The fresh baker. He's a
This proves Aram's horribleness with names in this world.
Oh my god.
I just looked at Carlos and was like, what?
I was like,
do we think he's doing a new name or really?
Who is Kantos?
I'm sorry. Well, that's what I call him, but it's you may know him as Kanos,
believe. You've been going to the Endless Dungeon?
Look, well, I mean...
Well, I guess he's out now. Ah, fuck.
Well, you
screwed
leave
up the meta.
You leave your keys everywhere. Also, I mean, he's so generous and so kind. He said so long to think. He writes lovely poetry.
I write lovely poetry,
no,
Emily.
You don't. You write orders for your dungeon. They're just lists.
No, I've been sending them to you. They're haikus.
No,
I
Roger, they're
one.
Lists.
Yeah, Mom, I want to hear one.
I'll read one right now. 5 hot irons. 7 blood-sucking syringes and a dog.
Nope. That was one syllable too long, Mommy.
You added A.
I'm not
it was
saying,
and dog.
And no, it was and dog, but I was trying to make it correct. Look, you're not
very
good at
this. That's a haiku. Don't you know what a haiku is?
I suppose, but these are terrible.
They take me years to write.
Oh, wait, no. Here's another one. I believe this was free form. Hello, my dear. Life is meaningless and everything is
dark.
No,
that's haiku.
I am spending all of the college fund on monsters. See you in September.
It's an investment.
It's okay, Bad Daddy. I'm probably not going to go to college.
Let's be honest. You were never going to college.
It's okay, Daddy. I only want to make collages.
You're definitely not going to college.
Thanks, Bad Daddy.
You're welcome, Bad Daughter.
What? You don't know anything about me.
I've learned what I need to learn.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
I'm resentful of your existence.
Mommy says that she sees a lot of you in me.
That makes it worse. I am a terrible father.
Ayo, Rot here, former leader and now super duper arch nemesis to the Dungeon Rats. Wow, this did not go to plan. So please, help me by joining my army via the Dungeon Rats Patreon. You can see the link in the show notes. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by, with original music from, Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. Daryl is Alex Colliard. Bellegarde is Aram Vartian. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.